Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Probably my man of the match. Then about you.
Tell me why.
Just phenomenal. Like, just absolutely.
Have you
phenomenal.
Been one of those that has been saying, look, Harvey needs to be starting as the right side of the eight. He needs to get his minutes there. Or...
For me, when he starts game, I'll go further than that. When he plays, he has to play in that position.
Okay.
Has to play in that position. I just don't see a future for him as a right winger. Mm-hmm. He's never quick enough to do it, to be honest with you. It's literally as simple as that. I think he possesses loads of quality with which to do it. But when you don't have the pace, the explosive dynamic, getting behind your pace, you've got to be an elite footballer. I don't think it's quite that yet. I think Salah is a bit of a combination of the two. He still possesses moments of that pace and he's definitely got the quality to marry up with it, so that's fine. I don't think Elliot's quite the finisher that Mo Salah is either, so that doesn't help in that position. But yeah, for me, Harvey Elliott, he's definitely one of
although Salah has been trying that finish that Harvey's just done all
no,
season,
he has,
by
yeah.
the way.
Harvey Elliott has that in his locker, but one-on-one with a keeper time and time again, do you want Elliott? Do you want Salah?
No,
it's one of them, isn't he? You know what I mean, ultimately. But yeah, listen, he definitely wanted more starts, but I've also been sort of torn. It's a bit of a conflict with myself and sort of an inner monologue battle, because as much as his form clearly deserves starts, you think, well, he's been better off the bench all season, so is that just what he does now? Mm-hmm. And also, we know what Jurgen Klopp wants and what Jurgen Klopp likes, and I guess ultimately that's just good football, is that winning games of football, but also it's that physicality, it's that height, which again Harvey Elliott doesn't quite possess. But I guess it gets to a point whereby you just go, well, he's playing boss and he isn't, so on you go, kid. You know what I mean? That's kind of where we are. And again, he was unbelievable today.
It says so much to me, though, that, again, because Elliot's been here for a number of seasons, and I think he's definitely grew into being a well-respected and thought highly individual within the squad. Mm-hmm. But we went out in the summer and we spent a lot of our transfer budget on rebuilding that midfield and trying to get players not just fit for purpose, but players that can really take us to the next level and bridge the gap between, as you've mentioned, the Declan Rices of this world, the Rodris, the De Bruyne's, the Bernardo Silvers, the Phil Foden's. You know, they're the top midfielders in this Premier League, and there are obviously, of course, others in other sides, but you know, they are the ones that if you're going to be pushing for titles, they're the difference makers of our league. And it says so much to me, and it same can really be said of Jarrell Quanta, really, that, you know, you almost come to the full end of the season and you're back with players that you already had, or you're now back with an academy player that was there waiting to make that next step up. And I think, you know, that shows how well Harvey Elliott has progressed in the space of 12 months. But it also makes me then think, all right, well, there's still massive question marks over that Liverpool midfield and how that's going to look. And again, in 3 months' time when we go into the next season, because I think a couple of people have mentioned to me, again, I'm not well-versed in fine doors or, you know, slots set up at what he's been doing over the last couple of months. But if he's going to play with a two and then a three or whatever it's going to be in that midfield, that to me is exciting, because it's like, well, the competition for places is going to go up again tenfold, and players like Harvey Elliott might have to find themselves undroppable if they can hold down a position in this squad. And I think that's Harvey's next challenge. How do I become undroppable for the next manager? Because I've never quite got there with Klopp. As much as I would have liked to have had important moments, I've played some big games, but how do I become undroppable? And that's the next real challenge, whether it is the right side of an eight or it is a bespoke position as the 10 for him. There's got to be that crossover moment for me. And I thought today it was almost a bit of a glimpse to what the future could be with Harvey Elliott, in the way that, not only in the way that he scores his goal and really pops up for it, but again, it was that tenacity. Yeah. That is what we've become so used to. Those are the traits and the hallmarks in his game that you think, if we can just get those in the game more often than not from the start in your best position. And you and Steve might be right. That right side might become his best position. That might be the position he eventually holds down. But I'm like, you've got to start doing it now constantly.
What I'll say on that is, I think it's his best position in this form.
Well, yeah, in this 100%.
System. I think with Arne Slot, if he does play the 4-2-3-1, which I kind of imagine he might do, I think his best position may well change. I think it maybe does become the 10 then, because I think he has more of the 10 stuff than he does the 8 stuff, personally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't make you wrong on that whatsoever. But what I will say is, I think Harvey Elliott is that mindset. He's of that mindset, rather, that he'll look at a new manager coming in as an opportunity and he'll relish it and he'll go, sound. Like, yeah. I've impressed Jurgen Klopp enough to get X amount. He's played over 100 times. Credit, you know, he's definitely been involved.
It's almost like, if I could do it for Jürgen, I could do it for anyone type of manager.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you've got to look at this and go, it's a clean slate for all intents and purposes. Obviously, on a slot, we've seen a lot of Liverpool players, but he's going to go, just wait till he gets a load of me. Mm. And he feels like that type to me, and he's showing it already. And he definitely has all the talent in the world. He's got the world at his feet, really, in terms of his ceiling, because he's 21 years of age, only just turned 21.
He's got a bit of the Joe Cole about him, you know, early Joe Cole with
people
early
often,
and not like the wiggly Joe Cole, but like the way he used to just drift into field
positionally wise. Joe Cole was a bit of a show pony, might be a bit hard, but he was very skillful.
I think Harvey's probably got that. I think with footy players now, not necessarily drilled out of them, but the instructions are, unless you are very much a maverick, and you have that ridiculous but ceiling,
they don't really,
I think it's a kind of, right, you might have it, but rein it the fuck in, because it's not going to work.
You only see that during like training and warm-ups now, really, where they're really showing off what they've got. Yeah, right, because you're right, you can't go out there and express yourself in the same way, because ultimately if you get caught and they score up the other end, you've got a comp. Those streets don't forget players don't exist anymore.
They don't in the same way. I feel like the closest we had to that was probably Diaz. But I think that was part of the, I don't know, we're kind of going off on a tangent, but like Diaz came like that because he didn't speak the language and you was here a half a season and it was a case of just you do you and we'll work around you until we can work a way to kind of add in the tweaks that we need.
He's lost a bit.
But that's what he is because I think he's been drilled into now, this is what we want from you in this position, this is what we want from you in that position. Whereas I think Harvey, again, he not necessarily has that, but I think he's got that, like, there's a little bit of explosive moments in Harvey's game that remind me of Joe Cole, is what I was trying to say.
No, I think actually, that's not a bad shout whatsoever. Just on the numbers then, before we wrap up and give him our number, 5 key passes today, an 89% passing accuracy from 68 touches, 3 out of 4 long balls completed, 1 out of 2 crosses. Obviously, that was the assist for Cody Gakpo. 4 shots on target, which is quite a thing. Succeeded with his only dribble attempt. 1 3 out of 4 ground duels, which speaks to what we're talking about in terms of his all-round game. And obviously, gets his goal. And what a goal it was as well, by the way.
Best game of the season for Harvey Elliott,
I think,
to be honest. He's had a lot of good games coming off the bench, but this is the game we've been screaming for. Yeah. When you start a game, this is how we want you to perform. And it's not to say, all right, we expect this to be the level where you're getting a goal and an assist every single time. But again, the stats, the numbers that you gave, the pass accuracy, the tenacity to be winning those type of duels, ground duels, all of that for me is more in keeping of what I would expect to see from him to then really make an impact and a stamp on this Liverpool side.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Symes gives him man the match in the Discord. Santa Vasta, likewise. Phil S definitely gives Harvey Elliott man the match. And also, Symes, worth noting, suggests that could have been goal of the season. I would just about side with Alexi McAllister against Fulham on that one. Sound our number for Harvey Elliott?
If Jarrell got an 8, he's got to get an 8.5, Annie. He's just got to
I think he might be higher.
We go going out.
I think it's nine.
I think from in terms of Harvey Elliott performance, he's going to struggle to get a 10 in a Liverpool shirt. You know what I mean?
Like, I could be wrong, and I kind of hope I am. I don't see him scoring a hat trick.
No, I don't.
He could. He definitely could.
I don't know. Darwin could score a hat trick.
No, you're just being silly. Sam, Harvey Elliott, boss. I'm only joking about a hat trick.
Nine, proper boss.
Genuinely.
Let's go for it.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing, so we made ByHeart,
a better formula for formula. Learn more at byheart.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.